India Dash Forums. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.
Hi friends, this is Mini back again with a very talented actor on the hot seat today, a singer with a golden voice and a man who I must say has a very huge female fan following. From Aryan in Tum Min Jaao Kahan to his recent grey role in Jassi Jaisi Koi Nahi, he has experimented with a variety of roles when it comes to acting. Ladies and gentlemen of India-Forums.com family, let us give a warm welcome to the one and only Vikas Bhalla on Tele Chaska.
Thank you so much. Thanks a lot. Nice talking to you.
It's all our pleasure. So, Vikas, this program, Tele Chaska, we have started recently and it's getting to be very popular. What we do is we discuss a lot about the television serials and what's going on in the tele industry. So, all in all, lots of fun and lots of information. But it's okay. Also, as I said, a lot of fun. So, we'll start off with a few fun questions, if you don't mind.
Sure, of course.
Germany. Okay. Now, India Forums ke members bade hi mast andaaz ke hain. So, to set the mood, let's start with some masti. Are you ready?
Yep.
So, our first question comes from Barna. She asked, Vikas Bhalla is a multi-talented star. So, if he were offered a movie in which you had to both act and do playback singing, would it mean that the movie producer would get a two-in-one deal when you sign him, or are you paid twice for your services? Is it something like buy one service, get one free deal, or do they have to pay double?
Pertaining to her question, I've just done playback singing for my own film called Marigold with Salman Khan, which is going to be out soon. So over there I've sung my own songs. There are about two songs in the movie which I've sung and which are shot on me, and portion was on Salman Khan. So that answers her question. But regarding being paid for singing separately and acting separately, obviously they're two different services altogether. So obviously.
Oh, it's just a fun question.
It's not like a get one, buy one, get one free thing.
Exactly.
Buy one service, get one service.
So, Bernali, that answers your question. This is not a buy one, get one free deal, okay? So if you are planning to make a movie, keep that in mind. Hamara next question comes from Adi. This again is a very Shaitan member. Adi asked, if Vikas had to choose between playing a villain with lot of hot scenes with sex bomb Malika Sheherawat, or offer playback to reigning music director Himesh Reshammiya's song for hot hunk Salman Khan, what would you choose?
Yeah, I'm saying I would definitely choose doing a playback song for Himesh Reshammiya and to be shot on Salman Khan, definitely, anyhow.
Okay. Now, next question comes from Nausheen. She asks, if someone proposed to him through internet, what would his reaction be?
If someone proposed through internet, oh my god. I would tell them to check my Hotmail account.
Okay.
Hotmail as in HOTMALE.
Oh, fantastic.
Check into my Hotmail account.
Fantastic answer. Now, you are an actor with a daily schedule, right? Now, suppose you are somebody different. Okay, now, suppose this member says, again, she is Nausheen, and she says, suppose you are a garbage man. So, how do you think your schedule would be then?
I'd be doing the same thing. Only thing, I'd be paid much lesser than what I'm being paid currently, but it would be a service to my country and my film.
Okay, all right. So, that's interesting.
Money would be less.
Yeah. Okay, so you do think that being an actor and being a garbage man is almost like the same thing?
No, there are differences. The garbage man actually gets to see the whole city, whereas we get to see only the studio where we are shooting in.
Okay, that's very funny. Now, if you were some kind of food, what would you want to be and why?
I would say a nice, well-done steak.
Oh, wow.
Because that's nice well done steak, because that's something I'd like to eat, and something that can tempt me is something I'd like to be, for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, do you watch cartoons?
I'm forced to watch cartoons, actually, because my daughter is the one who's got her cartoon channel 24/7 in her room. So whenever I go to meet her, or whenever I enter her room, it's on.
Okay, my daughter, so which is one naughty thing about you in which you would find in a cartoon character? Something naughty about you which you find very similar with some cartoon character that you have come across.
Oh, okay. Probably, I would say a mixture of Archie and Jughead and Reggie.
did you follow the Archies when you were young?
Yeah, obviously, as any other teenager or school kid would do, I used to read it regularly. So these are three guys. A mixture of these three would be an ideal situation. Mm-hmm. Archie has the two women. Jughead gets to eat all the yummy food. And Reggie is the most handsome of the lot. So I think it's a good combination.
Oh, great. By the way, who would you pick, Betty or Veronica?
I would choose... that's a difficult one. Okay, Betty for daytime and Veronica for the nighttime.
Oh, yeah, no less than Archie, I tell you.
Betty for the day, any day.
Okay, now this episode of ours, Telechaska, is based on a tongue twister theme. So we have lots of tongue twisting going on in this episode. So we would like you to say a tongue twister, and if possible, in some tune. The twister goes like this: Char kachre kachche chacha, char kachre pakke, pakke kachre kachche chacha, kachche kachre pakke. Can you follow that?
Char kachre kachre chacha, char kachre pakke.
Mm-hmm.
Kachre, no, you'll have to say it once more, then I can repeat.
Okay. चार कचरे कच्चे चाचा, चार कचरे पक्के, पक्के कचरे कच्चे चाचा, कच्चे कचरे पक्के.
चार कचरे कच्चे चाचा, चार कचरे पक्के, कच्चे कचरे पक्के चाचा, कच्चे कचरे पक्के, पक्के कचरे कच्चे. Okay, next time. I'll keep trying this tonight. You call me tomorrow, I'll get it by then.
Okay, actually, to give you a clue, there used to be an old song. Being a singer, you might have come across it. It's called Teeter Ke Do Aage Teeter, Teeter Ke Do Piche Teeter. Remember that song?
Aage Teeter, yeah, of course.
That's the, kya bolte hain usko, ye antara hai uska. It goes something like, char kachde kachche cha cha, char kachde pakke.
So, I've heard this, but I have not practiced enough.
Okay, so maybe next time when we meet,
if you
have it ready for
Betty, Betty Patra, I would have told you that much better. Or a papad, pukha papad, one of those.
Alright, Betty, better got some butter, will do fine. So why don't we have that from you?
Okay, that's something which is quite easy. Betty water, butter, but the water was too better, so Betty water, another butter to make the bitter butter better.
Very good. That needs a lot of clapping. Okay, chaliye. Ye hua humara mushkil part. Now, let's get on to some thoda sa mushkil part. Hum dheere dheere easy ho rahe hain, don't worry. Now, thoda sa rapid fire ho jaye.
Sure.
Please choose. Jaisi jaisi koi nahi, tum bin jao kahan.
Tum bin jao kahan.
Acting or singing?
Singing.
Fans or admirers?
Fans.
Okay. Arunai Rani or Tony and Diya Singh?
Oh god.
Job khatre mein pad jayegi?
Aruna Singh and Tony and Diya Irani.
Oh god. They are never going to forgive you. Okay, Shole or DDLJ? That's Dilwale Dulhania Le Jayenge.
Shole, any day, Shole.
Malika Sherawat or Neha Dhupia?
Malika, obviously.
Okay. Amitabh Bachchan or Abhishek Bachchan? Somebody asked that.
Huh? Amitabh Bachchan.
Amitabh Bachchan. Day or night?
Night.
Alright. Mumbai or New York?
Mumbai.
Disco or Bhangra?
bhangra.
Okay. So that wasn't too difficult, right?
Yeah, that was, how did I say?
Okay. So let's come over to the easy part. Let's start with a message for you sent by Manjot. She says, Vikas, a word to describe you is just the sweetest person, whether it is your sweet character in Channu Ki Shaadi or your sweet voice in your songs, or the best of all, your really sweet personality. You are a wonderful person, just great, you have great talent, your personality is too hard to find as it comes after every million people. Just keep up your wonderful work and hope to see you in more drama soon. Wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you so much, Manjo. That was so sweet.
Okay. Now let's get on to some, you know, very usual question, which is very interesting for us. Maybe you have been asked 100 of times. How did acting happen to you? Vishakha Girl 12 wants to know that.
How did acting happen? I was jobless after college, so I took it up to make some pocket money.
Oh God, that's the most straightforward answer I've ever come across. Nothing fancy about it. You're an honest person.
Okay, but that's not true actually. I was just trying to be effective. The actual thing is I was trying my luck as a singer, and acting came to me earlier. I got my first break as an actor much before I got it as a singer, so I decided to give it a try till my singing career takes off.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
And Ijaz Lover wants to know, how did you get started with television?
There's an interesting story to this, because I was at one point of time, about 4.5 years ago, I was planning to pursue my MBA. You know, my basic background is I'm from a business family, so I was heading to Canada to do my MBA. Mm-hmm. And I was going to attend the York University in Toronto. At the same point of time, I got the offer to act in the first ever TV series, which Rajesh Khanna was going to be acting in. And I said, let me give it a try. And then I postponed my admission by 6 months. That show happened. It did pretty well for itself. It was called Apparai. And that was followed by, after 6 months, again, I thought I'll go now, do my MBA and come back, do the 2-year thing. But then at that point of time, this show with Karishma Kapoor, which was starting on Sahara, it happened. Mm-hmm. So each time that I thought of going and doing my MBA, I was stopped by some force which was saying that, no, your future lies here, you just stick around here and pursue your dreams. And one thing led to the other. Apne Parai led to Karishma, which led to Meet, which led to Tum Bin Jao Kaha, which led to Jassi Jassi Koi Nahi, and now it's led to Channu Ki Shaadi.
Okay, so that's very interesting. So did you ever get to finish your MBA?
No. The closest I got to it was giving my GMAT.
So any regrets on that?
Well, not actually, because ultimately, even after doing your MBA, it's all about making money. So I guess I'm not doing too badly either now as an actor.
Mm-hmm. All right. And now let's come to some of your personal questions. Just now discussed about your daughter. So first, let's get on to the mom. How did you meet her? How did you meet Punita?
Punita, I met her in college. In fact, a little before I was joining college. Because I was supposed to go to a different college, but when I realized that she's going to be going to this particular college, I changed my mind and I joined this college, which I went to eventually. I guess it was when I met her for the first time, somewhere down the line I thought that this is the girl I want to spend the rest of my life with. But at that time, you know, how guys are at that age, they want to have some fun in life, you want to see some life before settling down with somebody. Mm-hmm. So there was another girl I was seeing who happened to be her friend. And eventually after, you know, I think 6 to 8 months or something, I proposed to Punita.
Mm-hmm.
And we started going around. We were seeing each other for about 8 to 9 years before we got married, or 10 years before we got married. And now we've been married for almost 9 years now.
Oh, that's a long time. So because, is it true she's... Sir Prem Chopra's daughter?
Yeah.
So, how did you meet the legendary man, and what was his reaction to you as getting married to his daughter?
As normal as any father-in-law would be. I mean, no different from, I mean, tomorrow I have a daughter, and some guy comes in her life, and the reaction would be exactly the same. I mean, we'll be concerned that whether your daughter is taking the right decision, the right step or not. And if the guy is as good as I turned out to be, then I'll definitely see it.
Okay. Now tell me at least one quality that you love about your wife.
She makes amazing food whenever she cooks for me.
Oh God, you husbands are always after, like, you know, wife's cooking, yeah, yes, and that's why.
That's the way to a man's heart eventually, the stomach and lower.
I guess so. Okay, nahi khana wala nahi chalega, hume kuch aur bataiye.
I would say, she's given me the most amazing children.
Oh God. Phir, let's ask about your kids.
See, if I tell you she's sweet, she's nice, she's humble, she's loving, it would sound very pompous. So I would rather say something which would not sound pompous and which would sound better than that, I would say.
Okay. Okay, tell us something which irritates about your wife. Like something you would like her to improve, but she has not yet got around to it in, you know, so many years that you have been together.
What irritates me about her, she doesn't cook for me that often. I wish she could cook for me more often.
Oh God, it's all about cooking. Tell us something about your kids.
My kids are my life, and they are my oxygen, they are my lifeline. I cannot live without them. I have to see them first thing in the morning and before sleeping, otherwise I can't, my day goes not so good. And I've been blessed by God. I have a lovely 6-year-old daughter. She's turning 7 on Sunday. Sunday is her birthday, 16th July. Her name is Sanchi.
Wish her a very happy birthday from whole of
India. I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Her name is Kanchi? Her name is Sanchi. S-A-N-C-H-I.
Sanchi.
All right. Sanchi. Mm-hmm. And I've recently become the father of a son. His name is Veer. He's 4 months old now.
Aww.
And so, both my kids are Canadian. They are born in Toronto. And what else? They're really cute.
Okay. So do you come to Canada often?
Yeah, I make about 2 trips a year to Toronto. I have a house in Toronto.
Oh, okay. So I think we should let all the Canadian members know about this, so they can go and meet you. In fact, Manjot, the girl who called you up for this interview, we call her Mango, by the way. She's a very sweet girl and she stays in Canada too.
Oh, yeah, I think she was telling me that.
Okay. Now, because the thing is, like, you have played so many roles so far. I mean, plenty of roles. So, which is the closest to you and why do you identify with it so much?
The most interesting character I thought definitely till now was CJ Abroy of Jassi, because it had negative shades to it and I'd never done a negative role before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of interesting because you know, it helps you to add that slight edge in your performance to do something which you've not done before. But some character which I would really identify with is the Arjun of Shannu Ki Shaadi, because he's a sweet guy. He's a typical bhola bhala guy next door, you know, the kind of son every mother would like for her daughter, the kind of son-in-law, and very sweet, nice guy. So I really identify with that, because I would like to believe that I'm pretty much okay.
Oh, that's so.
And so it's when I'm portraying Arjun, I'm not really acting. I'm kind of just, you know, just being myself and having fun. It's more like having fun on the sets.
Do you have to really, you know, have some kind of confidence in the script to act out, or is it like you just do your part and that's about it?
Obviously, you have to identify with the script. Otherwise, there's no way that if you're not convinced about the script, then you can't put your heart and soul into it. And if you've not put your heart and soul, it shows. Like, I've done some roles, not roles, but certain scenes where I know for a fact that, you know, because of certain reasons, whether time constraint or whatever, some reasons beyond my control, that I've not been able to put my heart and soul in certain scenes. And then that shows, you know, it comes across. Maybe it doesn't show to the common audience, but there are points when I can pinpoint my flaws in a particular scene. So I try not to, you know, I try to better myself with each scene and with each role and with each character. And one of the things I do particularly is, you know, not take up too much work on television. I try to stick to doing one serial, one TV show at a time, because then you can really, really concentrate on doing, you know, your best and giving that character your best.
Okay. Now tell us something about your singing career. When did you know that you wanted to be a singer? Did you have any formal background training? And how just came about?
Okay, with singing, I've been very lucky that my parents spotted the talent when I was like very little. I was about 6 years old when they used to see me singing next to the gramophone record of my nani's house, and I used to be singing this song from a Raj Kapoor film, Ek Din Bik Jayega Mati Ke Mol. You remember that song?
Oh yes, absolutely. It's one of my favorite Mukesh songs.
Yeah, so I was like really little when I used to be singing this song, and I think by the time I was 8 or 9, I'd learnt the entire song word to word, and you know, with all the antras and the mukhra and the entire thing. So I was very lucky that they saw this interest in music, and they put me on to a singing teacher. And I trained from the age of 10
wow,
till the age of 22, almost 12 years, 12 to 13 years I trained for music. I got my diploma in Hindustani classical music, where I did mm-hmm. my vocal training as well as tabla. Mm-hmm. And after that, I told you I was trying to make it as a singer, but I got my breaks as an actor much before, so I took mm-hmm. that up. But in the meantime, I used to always continue doing my riyaz. I used to be singing on the sets. And I was about in 96 when I was offered this this album deal by BMG. It's one of the topmost record labels in the world. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to cut. They had just ventured out into India and they were signing up artists. So I signed up with them and I released my first music album. It was called Avara. And it had a popular song called Dhua, which did pretty well and was on the charts for almost 2 years.
हमारे members के लिए दो line गा दीजिए
धुआँ. Yeah, yeah, sure. It's something like this. It goes. है धुआँ है धुआँ बस धुआँ है धुआँ कुछ हसीन दिनों की यादों का है धुआँ वक्त ये मेहरबान है समा ये आज है कल कहाँ है
lovely song. It's a beautiful song, and it really is, like, you know, it still is very popular among many of the many
thank
music
you.
Lovers around the world. So
thank you.
Vikas, how was it working in the films?
Films was a different ball game altogether. In fact, when I started working in movies, the concept of films is totally different than what it is now. In fact, now is the right time to do movies, because it's not totally based if a film does well or doesn't do well. The credit or the discredit doesn't go to the hero, which is absolutely wrong. Earlier when I started doing movies, if the movies worked, the credit used to go to the hero, and if it didn't work, the discredit used to go to the hero, which is a very wrong concept. A film works because of the director. Otherwise, it doesn't work. The director is the captain of the ship, is the captain of the film.
Right.
So, I did about 5 to 6 films with the big production houses. Some popular, some not so popular. But overall, the experience was nice. But the kind of roles and the kind of characters that I've got on television, I think I've been offered much better work on television. And currently, I'm doing a film called Marigold with Salman Khan, where again, I'm back to doing my film, doing my movies. So I guess now I'm going to be making it a conscious effort to strike the right balance between television, films and music.
Oh, great. Actually, Vikas, like your many of the films, though they were really good, I remember one particular with Sumiran.
It was an Indianized remake of this movie called Indecent Proposal. It had Neelam in the role of Demi Moore, and there was Sumit Sehgal in the role of Robert Redford, and the husband's role I was doing. So that was the first film. That was my first movie.
Oh, okay. So yes, I remember that. It did come out well, and Sumit was a good actor too. I don't know. I mean, he just disappeared after a while. So I know what you mean when you say that, you know, actors have to pay the price when the when the movies didn't do good. That's true.
Yeah. But the thing has changed now. Now people realize, the common man realizes, that if the picture chalti hai, so it is not because of the actor, it's the teamwork, it is the direction department, it's the director's job, the script which works or which doesn't work. The actor is just a small ingredient, nothing else.
Right. In 1997, you acted in a movie called Ek Phool Teen Kaante, opposite Monica Bellucci. Right.
Yeah.
So we all know later on she got entangled with the mafia and all sorts of dramas happened. So at that point of time, did you have any idea of the company, of the kind of company she kept? Like, did you ever feel
Absolutely not. Because, see, the thing is, I stick to doing my work. When I'm shooting or when I'm on the sets, I'm doing my job. I'm not there to make friends with actors or with co-actors or with the director. I'm there to do my job. And I had no idea Monica Bedi is connected in the particular way that she turned out to be connected. We were very, very cordial on the sets. There was no friendship, beyond a particular level. But the same as I'm with all my co-stars.
Right.
A particular level of comfort.
I mean, still working with like somebody after, for some period of time, when you find such really bad things about them, does it come as a shock? Does it affect you guys? You are kind of, oh my God, what kind of world I am in? Do you ever feel that way?
Yeah, it came as a shock, because not only that, I'd done another film with Monica Bedi where there was two other heroines, a film called Jio Shanse.
Yes.
So in that film, Monica was not opposite me, but she was in the film. In fact, after doing these two films, nobody realized that she was she knew these people and everything. But anyway, let her, it's better she does what she does with her life. Let her do what she wants to do. You cannot really comment upon anybody in the world till you have walked in their footsteps. That's what I believe. You have no right to comment on anybody till you walked in their footsteps.
Right, absolutely. So, okay, let's come to some lighter questions, more serious stuff. Okay.
Sure.
So, tell us some incident which happened with any of your fans.
With my fans, I did the show in Aurangabad once. And there I was performing for a crowd of almost 50,000 people. And it was the biggest show that I've done so far. And when I came down from stage, I had my shirt almost ripped off, and it was a near fatal experience when there's a stampede around you and this fans come out to crush you and they want a bit of you and a piece of you, so they actually tear off your clothes, and it was crazy. Mass hysteria at its best.
Oh, that's a little scary also.
One experience, a couple of such experiences where I've been on shows, and because I get really charged up while I'm performing and when I'm on stage, so I guess people react in a similar fashion then.
Right. Priyanka wants to know that what is your most embarrassing moment you have ever had? Her user ID is number one K fan, and her name is Priyanka.
I never know how to answer this question. I've been asked this at a lot of interviews, but I don't know the answer to this, because I probably answering you right now is the most embarrassing moment, because I don't know an answer to this.
Okay, that's cool enough. No problem. So, Desi Punjab in 90 wants to know, what do you do in your free time?
What do I do in my free time? To start with, there is no free time. There's only Sundays which I like to spend with my family. Mm-hmm. And the free time as such, when I come home, it's late. When I leave, it's early. So there's hardly any free time. If I have some time in between my shoots, then I watch a movie. I take some DVDs along and I watch it on my DVD player on my laptop. So that's the way if I have time. Otherwise, there's no time as such.
Okay. Now there's this huge user ID. Please stay with me. This Supergirl 1126301, and her name is Komal, by the way. She wants to know, when is your next album coming out?
This year, 2006.
Okay, 2006. And what is it called?
We've not kept a name for it as yet. We are in the midst of recording. I mean, we'll be recording very, very soon. And October, November is when I'm looking at releasing, when the market's good and a lot of shows happen. So that's when I'm looking at releasing it.
Oh wow. Koi gana
please tell her to pray for me and wish me luck for that.
Oh yes, we all will do that. Everyone.
Thank you.
So koi gana dimag mein aa raha hai? Anything that you can sing for us from that album?
There's two lines of a song which I'll be including in most probability. It's called Sajna, and it goes something like this. ਲੱਗਦਾ ਨੀ ਜੀ ਮੇਰਾ ਸੱਜਣਾ ਵੇ ਸੱਜਣਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਨੀ ਜੀ ਮੇਰਾ ਸੱਜਣਾ ਵੇ ਸੱਜਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਬਿਨਾ ਕੀ ਮੇਰਾ ਕੁਛ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੇਰਾ ਬਸ ਹੈ ਤੂੰ ਹੀ ਮੇਰਾ ਵੇ ਅਰੇ ਸੱਜਣਾ ਵੇ 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 ਸੱਜਣਾ
ਓ ਵਾਓ ਪਲੀਜ਼ ਮੇਕ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਟੂ ਇਨਕਲੂਡ ਇਟ ਆਈ ਆਲਰੇਡੀ ਲਵ ਇਟ
Thank you.
It's a very good song, and yeah, and it has got it has got a lot of depth as a singer. So I think it should do very good.
I've composed this song myself. It's my own music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really hope and pray, and we all do, that it comes out as a great success, and we get to hear a lot about you. And
thank you.
Of course, your singing too. So, Tansha wants to ask a very naughty question. Who was your first crush and when? And you don't get to wriggle out of that one.
In the 7th standard, I was about 7th or 8th standard, I think. 8th standard, yeah. There was a friend that I don't want to take her name because I think she's happily married now. But that was the first crush.
So
I think every guy goes through that for a time.
Right. I mean, we had some people come over and say they had their first crush for their teachers. So that's fine, I think.
Teachers, everybody has. In fact, I met one of my teachers the other day who I met after many, many years. She's just retired and she looks just as pretty as she used to.
So did you tell her that she was your first crush?
She knew it, because not only mine, I think everybody in my school had a crush on her at that age.
So sweet. So, acha theek hai. Ab aap ye bataiye ki aapne itne sare roles kiye hain. You have done so many roles. If you really have to give up acting for singing, say you become a very busy singer and you are not able to give time to both of it, so what will you choose?
As a matter of choice, I would say music, because that's where my heart lies. But at the same time, music is something that I've always loved since birth. I've loved music. Acting is something that I've grown to love. I used to not love it so much, but the more I did it, the more I fell in love with acting. So I would not definitely want to leave performing as an actor, but my heart is in music for sure.
You did a wonderful job as CJ. Trust me, I mean, we had a very, very active Jassi Jassi Koi Nahi forum. Probably the most active ever. India forum started for Jassi Jassi Koi Nahi. So we had these huge Arman fans and huge Mona Singh, I mean, Jassi fans. And of course, Purav was legendary as well. Now, you came to be as one of the most hated characters on our forum at least. So they had lots of names about you. I mean, I can't even tell you the names that they had for you because they are just so bad. But it just goes on to show that how convincing you were as the actor, as the character that you did. So it's like it was a lot of fun watching your show. So what happens when you get these mixed kind of reactions? Sometimes, you know, members or fans, they kind of, you know, they cross that line, that fine line that you have, and they merge the character
I got a lot of this flack and a lot of emails and a lot of messages about the character. But I took it as a compliment because the more you hated, the character was meant to be hated. So if somebody hated the character, somebody hated me, it means somebody hated the character indirectly. So I took that as a compliment. In fact, a very interesting incident happened. I went to Vaishno Devi once and there was this old woman from a rural area in North India. And she stopped me, you know, she stopped me in the middle of Vaishno Devi. You have to climb about 13 kilometers to do darshan. So she stops me in the middle. She was about, I think, 75 plus. And over there, because the literacy is not so much, they tend to believe everything that is happening. They think everything that is happening on TV is actually real. And she stopped me in the middle of the track and she says that, "Achha, abhi tum prashchit karne ke liye ja rahe ho, kyunki tumne itna bada sand kar diya Jassi aur Arman ki life mein."
Oh my God.
So at that point of time, no amount of explanation could get her to believe that, you know, I'm not CJ Abro, I'm actually somebody else, I'm just playing the character. But eventually I think that was a huge, big compliment, and similarly a lot of such emails and SMSs and messages have come which have been very, very encouraging. So see, as an actor, you should be versatile. You should be able to do any kind of role, whether it's positive, negative, comedy, or serious, or crying, or whatever. So I guess I've been doing these roles to improve myself. It's my own greed, if you may say, my own greed as an actor, that I would like to increase my repertoire as an actor, that I want to do these kind of roles, whether it's a CJ Oberoi, or whether it's a funny character like Arjun, or whether it's a serious, intense character like Aryan from Tum Bin Jao Karo. So it's my own greed as an actor to grow.
Right. In fact, that's one of the funniest thing I've ever heard. Trust me. I mean, I used to laugh a lot when people used to, you know, pay or वो अगरबत्ती लगाते थे ना राम को और all sorts of things that they used to do. So there's something very similar and it's really very funny. But it does goes to show that you are really a good actor who has managed to convince about his character. Now, Ajnabi 143 wants to know that what is your favorite dish?
What is my
favorite dish? Food.
Oh, a couple of them. I can't pinpoint one dish, but I love seafood, fish, prawns, clams, scallops, any good seafood. I'm very fond of seafood.
And of course steak.
That too.
Okay. And she also wants to know, in which part of the world do you like to spend your vacations the most?
Well, I haven't been to Europe for a while now, so the next trip I want to spend a good vacation is there, because most of my recent trips have been either America or Canada. There was a trip I did to New Zealand, or Middle East is one place which I frequent very often. But Europe I've not been in a while. I would like to go there, see some of the places in Italy and Rome and UK and, you know, some interesting places in Europe.
Okay, let's read out one of your messages. This is Ajaz_lover, aka Mehvish. She says, "Vikas, I have seen you in Tum Bin Jaao Kahan. I really found you awesome there. I wanted to see more of you. I saw you in Jassi Jassi Koi Nahi. You can do any kind of role. You were too cute in Tum Bin Jaao Kahan and you did a brilliant job in Jassi. I never knew you can do a negative character so well, and now I am loving you as Arjun. You are too good, sweet and cute. Just be the same, cause we love you."
That's so sweet of her. Thank you so much. this is the kind of encouragement that makes you do better work and to strive and do a much better performance each time. I don't think any kind of award would matter as much as the kind of responses you get from your fans like this, the kind of messages that you're telling me. I think this is what keeps you going.
Oh, we'll make sure you keep on getting such kind of messages all the time. Vishakha Girl underscore 12, she says, "Hi Vikas, I'm Vishakha. I think you are a very good looking actor and a talented actor. I really like your role, Aryan of Tum Min Jao Kahan and CJ and Jesse Jesse Koi Nahi. I wish you every success in life and keep doing your good work in television."
Thank you, Vishakha. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to hear your message, and I will, once again, as I said earlier, I'll try my best to keep up your expectations and do my best in each character I portray. Thank you.
Manjot wants to know, if you get an offer from Ekta Kapoor, will you accept it?
I have been getting offers from her. In fact, all her serials from Kyunki Saath, Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi, and Kahani Ghar Ghar Thi, or which was that? Another popular. There are two, three other popular ones out here. I've been getting offers for her serials most of the time, but somehow something doesn't fall into place, and sometimes it's the dates, sometimes it's other issues, some other issues, and we've ended up not working together. But hopefully soon our stars will intermingle, our destinies will shine together, and we'll both work together soon, hopefully soon. We've grown up together, we were in the same school, and she's a friend of mine, so hopefully very, very soon. I just attended her birthday party recently, in fact.
Oh, that's something something very interesting. Coming to television, who happens to be your favorite actor and actress?
On television front, I would say favorite actor and actress. There are a couple of actors. There's Irfan Khan, who I'm very, very fond of, who's now graduated to doing films. He's doing movies now. Then there's another actor called Varun Badola, who's amongst my favorite actors on TV. I think he's a very natural performer, very effortless performer. And amongst the heroines, amongst actresses, I'm not particularly fond of one person, but Divya is one person whom I'm working with, Divya Datta, and I think the way she's portrayed Shannu in Shannu Ki Shaadi, it was a difficult role to do, to look so de-glamorized and to you know, the mannerisms she's brought in, and she's not Divya Datta in it, she's Shannu. That's why I admire her a lot on television front as an actor. Mm-hmm.
Irfan has graduated to film, so he does not really have a lot of members like TV fans as his fans.
Mm-hmm.
But Varun Badola, of course, has a huge fan following courtesy to Astitva. He was simply mindful.
No, he's a good actor. He's very effortless, which is really admirable.
Mm-hmm. So who are your friends from the industry? Like, do you have anybody whom you're really, really close to?
Quite a few of them. Divya is a close friend. Varun and his wife are friends, and Apoorva Agnihotri and Shilpa Saklani, Mona Singh, all the people I've worked with, in fact, I'm very, very friendly to them. We meet up at television parties or some social dues for sure, and then they hang out together. So the entire industry is friends.
Okay, Ajnabi 143 really wants to know, when is your movie Marigold going to release?
Marigold is slightly delayed because they're looking out for an international distributor who will release it in America first. Mm-hmm. So that should be sorted out in the next 2-3 months, I guess. After that, they will release it in India.
Primetime has a strange question for you. One Bollywood program of yours, which is airing on Zee TV, is also airing on Park Channel TV today. Do you have any idea about this? I don't know which one she's talking about, but do you have any idea about this one?
Yeah, there's a show called Bollywood This Week, where I anchor, and I give out Bollywood news, a weekly news. It's on the lines of E, the program called E.
So it's airing on Pakistan too. So you have any idea about that?
Yeah, I think it's airing all over the world on Zee Channel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm talking of Pakistan, I've in fact done 3 shows and I'm going for my 3rd television serial, which is going to be shot in Dubai. So I've been doing a couple of Pakistani projects as well.
Oh, very good. We have lots of members from Pakistan, so they will be very happy about that. So we have so many messages and questions for you, but we are running out of time. So what I'll do is let me read out another message for you. This is again Supergirl, that long name I told you about, Supergirl 123126301, Komal.
Yeah.
Now she says, "Vikas, I love you, your music and your acting. You are too good. I especially love Tum Bin Jaun Kahan and your role as CJ was terrific. I love evil negative characters."
Thank you so much. Thanks a lot. And I'm very humbled by the by her love and by her affection. And thank you. Thank you.
In fact, as I told you, many, many members have posted questions and, you know, written messages. Let me read out some of their names. It's impossible to read all of them.
Sure.
The members are Anku Juhu Lover, Momo Girl 121, Bastard Lie, Marvelous Marks, Pachu and Abhi, Lisa 24, Vandu Forever, Desi Girl, Mukal, Karam Shah, Ananya, Aryan Bhai, MBBS, Miss Netherland, Buffy, Virgo underscore Stars, Main Ek Haseena, Desi Punjaban 90, Number 1K Fan, Priyanka, Ajnabi 143, of course, we read some of the messages from there. And we, of course, have Manjot, and even I am one of your fans, if you can include me. So
Thank you.
So we do have a lot more messages, but I guess we'll have to come back again sometime to, you know, get you in the hot seat and ask some more questions and read some more messages. And till then, we wish you all the best in everything that you do, and we hope we keep seeing you more and more on television as well as hear you singing.
Thank you so much. It was really nice talking to you. Thank you so much.
So please give us a message for the fans and the members at IndiaForums.com.
A message. I think I've been giving messages throughout the past half an hour. I've been talking to them. But that's great. And as I told you, it's really, really, it's their love, the fans' love and the admiration which keeps you going ultimately. It's the motivation factor which keeps us going. And just keep loving me. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, before we go, can we have an email ID from you where the members can write you messages and, you know, write to you? There has been a great demand for that.
vikasvalla@hotmail.com.
Is it M-A-L-E or M-A-I-L?
Hot M-A-I-L.
Okay, just to, you know. So, jisko propose karna hoga, wo please M-A-L-E mein bheje, and those who want to send messages,
wo pohunchega nahi, lekin wo aayega nahi, wo aisa koi website hi nahi hai.
Well, you and I know about that, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, let them have the illusion. So, that is vikasbhalla@hotmail.com. You can write your messages.
vikasbhalla@hotmail.com.
Okay, thank you, Vikas. It was wonderful talking to you, and we hope to see you soon. Till then, take care.
Thank you. Taimi Jessica.
Scene 1, Apple, take 1.
India-Forums.com.
Daily.
India Forums is addictive.
Taimi Jessica.